Luke chapter 15, beginning at verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came unto himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. And listen to verse 22. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. And that's where we'll stop reading right there. More in that than I can ever preach out. But I want to go back to verse 22. It says, but his father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And this little thought's been with me here for the last several days about the best. And I'm sure that I have used this text before, and Satan always bothers me with that, but the best. And so you see, this boy demanded that his father give him what he was to inherit, the things that the father had worked for, saved his hard-earned money and bought, provided to his family for years and years and years. And you know, sometimes we can't see beyond ourselves. Amen. But the boy wanted his part, and the father just gave it to him. And you've heard this story, and sometimes I just read a verse, but I have beginning to feel like maybe we need to read a little more. People don't read the Bible like they used to.
Amen.
And maybe you don't know this story, so I want you to know the whole story. And he took what the father gave him just a few days later, and he left. Everything that the father gave him, he wasted. He threw it away. Maybe he didn't mean to. Maybe that wasn't his intentions. But if you're not careful, you'll waste everything the father has given you. A life that's blessed, a family that loves you, a home that's warm, with a dry place to sleep and food on the table, a church that prays for you. If you're not very careful, Satan would love for you to throw it all away.
Amen. Amen. Bless him, Lord. What does the thief come for? To kill and to destroy. You ever been to the point where you said, well, I just don't know what I'm going to do today? That's all right if you don't have a plan, Satan does. He's already planning your destruction. He's already made a plan for your downfall. And all it takes is you saying yes. He wasted it. Throwed it away. And like I said, I'm not going to try to preach it all out. He found himself in want, went and worked for a fellow to feed the swine. If you know anything about Jewish tradition, a hog is probably the nastiest animal. It's something a Jewish person would never want to do. And he couldn't even eat of the husk off the corn that he gave to the swine. And the Bible said when he came to himself, he remembered.
Yeah.
Have you got to that point yet? You remember, we hear it said often, and you just pray for me for a minute.
Bless him, Lord.
We hear it said often about how church used to be. About how church used to be.
Yeah.
You've heard it here.
Yeah.
You hear it in different places.
Yeah.
About how church used to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you remember it, why don't we try to get back to it?
Amen.
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 Bless him, Lord.
Bless him.
I'm not talking about the number.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit. I'm talking about having real church.
Yeah.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Where you lose sight of where you are for just a little while.
Yeah.
Amen.
Where sinners have a hard time just sitting.
Amen.
In
right.
The congregation.
Right.
Where the power of God falls all over the building.
Yeah, come on.
Help him, Lord.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid for our young folks.
Yes.
Because they have never seen the real church.
Amen. Right.
And they never will if we don't try to remember.
Amen.
And get back to where we come from.
Amen.
Come on.
He said, I will rise. And I'm taking my time. You pray for me. He said, I will arise and I'll go to my father. And I'll say, I'm not fit to be your son anymore. Just make me as one of your hired servants. He threw it all away. He wasted it.
Yeah.
And what was he bringing back? A ruined life.
Yeah.
Marred. Yeah. Dirty. Mm-hmm. Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
He had been down there in the hog pen. He probably stunk. And that's what he was bringing back.
Amen.
He had took half of everything that his father had. Broke his father's heart, no doubt. And what did he bring back? His old, nasty, stinky, broke carcass. I guess you could say his heart was in the right place. He was going with the intentions of apologizing in a roundabout way, of saying, I'm not worthy to be your son anymore. Just let me work for you. Just let me be one of your little servants. He was going for that intent, but he didn't count on how much love the Father had for him. The Father saw him a long way off. And had compassion on him.
Yes.
And he told one of his servants, he said, go and get what?
Yeah.
The best.
Amen.
He wasn't angry.
No.
He wasn't upset because that boy threw it all away.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Jesus. bless him.
He wasn't disappointed because that boy hadn't made millions and come back to brag and share.
Bless him, Lord.
It didn't matter that he was broken, that he was dirty, that he was nasty, that he was smelly, that the mess he had made in his life. The old boy was probably hanging his head, wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He thought they're going to talk about me. But when the father seen him, he had compassion. And he told the servant, go get the best that I've got.
Bless him, Lord.
He could have said he don't deserve one more thing of mine. He could have said, if he goes naked, I don't care. I'm giving half of all that I had. He could have had that attitude, but he didn't. He said, give him the best that I've got.
Amen.
Go get the best robe and put on him.
Yeah.
And put a ring on his finger. And put shoes on his feet. And let us kill the fatted calf and make merry, for my son that was lost has been found. I'm here to tell you, the Father has nothing but the best for you.
Thank you, Lord.
A garment that'll never wear out. The Bible talks about a white robe. Do you know how it got white?
Yeah. Come on.
My garment used to be filthy.
Yeah.
It used to be blackened with sin.
Yep.
I made it that way.
Bless you, Lord.
By depravity, by sin, my pervertedness, all that I have, the sin that I have been in, made a mess of my garment. But when it got under the blood and was washed, it was made white in the blood of the Lamb. A new garment that fits me. The moths can't eat it through. If I won't tear it, I won't rip it up. I won't outgrow it. If I grow, thank you, Lord. If I grow, it grows with me. It fits perfect because it's the best.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord's got the best for you.
Amen.
No doubt the son thought, this is my plan. Yeah. I go down there. I hadn't even planned on preaching on the boy.
Bless him, Lord.
But in his mind, and this is how our mind works,
yeah,
he said, I'll go down there. I'll try my best to fix things and make them right.
Bless you, Lord.
In the best case scenario, at least I'll have a little bread to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least I'll have a warm place to lay down.
Right. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
I'll never be able to be in the Father's house like I once was. I'll never be able to eat from his table like I did as a child. But if I could just get just a little piece of bread, if I could just get the crumbs that falls off his table, I know I'll be okay. Remember Mephibosheth?
Yeah.
He and this prodigal have a whole lot in common. You see, he used to be the king's son.
Right.
He used to sit at the king's table.
Man.
He used to live in the king's castle, in the king's house. Do you know Mephibosheth? This is Old Testament stuff. But his father Saul was killed in the battle, and they were afraid that Saul's successor David would come and claim, make claim to everything that Saul had. So in their haste, the little lad, Mephibosheth's nursemaid, picked him up and ran with him. And as she ran, something happened. She tripped, she fell, she dropped the child, and he was lame from that day forward, never able to walk, never able to help himself from one place to another, just helpless, and taken down there to Lodibar, to a dry and barren land, lived an awful existence until one day the king said, "Is there any left of the house of Saul that I can show kind of?" Thank you, Lord. The king has not forgotten you. He's got the best for you if you'll come before him and worship and praise. He'll deliver the best you've ever had.
Amen. Amen. Bless him, Lord.
When Mephibosheth made it down before the king, King David said, "I'm going to give you not just, I'm going to give you everything that your father had." And if you read on down in that story, there was a servant named Ziba that pointed Mephibosheth out to start with. But he got a little jealous. He tried to take what was rightly Mephibosheth's. And when it came right before the king, as to who should get what, this was what Mephibosheth's opinion on the matter was. He said, "Let him have it. Long as I can sit at the table of the king, as long as I can share a meal with the king, as long as I can eat off the king's table, that's all I ever want." Why would he say so? Did he not want something of his own? You can't get better than what the king's got for you, because it's the best.
Amen.
Amen. Happy boy.
The father, the prodigal's father, just wanted to give him the best. Sometimes we feel like we're all alone. Sometimes we feel like we're in over our head. We don't know what to do or where to go. Did you know your Heavenly Father knows the very number of the hair on your head?
Amen.
He knows the stature, how tall you are. He even knows, Philip, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
He even knows what's between your ears.
Yeah.
He knows the thoughts and the intents of your heart.
Amen.
And I'm going to go a little farther. He knows when it's broken. He knows whenever there's something. He's not one of these fathers that just dumps his kids off and never goes back. He's not a deadbeat dad.
Right.
He's one that pays attention to his children.
Amen.
And he wants to give them not something better. He don't want to just sustain his family. He don't want to just barely scrape by. He wants to give his children the best.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, before we leave the prodigal, I don't know if I will or not. I don't ever know. He gave him the best robe. He put a ring on his finger. No matter where he got to on that ring, it was still there. No matter where you get to in life, God's love is there. And he still loves you.
Amen.
Now, if I'm on, now, you may not like this. If I'm on the altar, if I'm at the bar, God's love is still there.
Amen.
Does that mean I'm where I need to be? No.
Amen.
No. The prodigal was in the hog pen, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Did the father still love him?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Got shoes to put on him, didn't he? Did you read about where the father wanted to provide you with an outfit? Loins girded about with truth. The breastplate of righteousness. The helmet of salvation. My feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Amen.
It's not my job to beat you down. It's my job to preach you the gospel that will bring peace to your heart.
Amen.
That's what the Lord called me to do.
Amen.
That doesn't mean that there are times that I have to reprove, that I have to rebuke.
Amen.
I really would rather be exhorting.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, if we're going to have revival, it's going to take a little bit of all three to get us there.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
That wasn't enough. Verse 23. Let us kill the fatted calf. Blood had to be shed. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. I don't care how much you try. I don't care how much you want to change. Your sins will never be forgiven without the blood.
Amen.
Without you get under the blood of Jesus, you can never make real change. And let me tell you something. You don't do the changing anyway.
Amen.
He changes you.
Amen.
All right. The best. Let's go here and then I'll be done. Do you remember when Joseph was down in Egypt? God really used him. He brought him from the jailhouse to standing right beside Pharaoh's throne. He worked miracle after miracle. Let me say this. He was held captive, served in Potiphar's house, was falsely accused, thrown in jail. And God worked it out to where he was the second in line to the throne of Egypt.
Amen.
From the jailhouse, from Potiphar's house to the jailhouse to the throne, a pilgrim and a stranger in a strange land. And yet no matter where he went, even in the jail cell, he was favored.
Amen. Right.
I don't care where God places you in life. If you give him your best, you'll be well favored. He'll bless you.
Yeah.
I don't care how rough life gets. If you've got the Lord, he'll put a smile on your face.
Amen.
We meet may endure for a moment, but joy cometh in the morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know the story about Pharaoh. And about, this is in Genesis if you want to read it. Pharaoh had a dream. He needed somebody to interpret it, and none of his people could. But his wife remembered a story, if I'm not mistaken. No, it was the baker, the servant, the butler, remembered his thoughts this day. He said, when I was in jail, I had a dream, and the baker had a dream. And there was one little old Jewish boy able to tell us what the dreams meant, and it happened exactly just like he said it would. And Pharaoh sent for Joseph, told him the dream about the cattle and the 7 years of the corn, the dream about the corn itself. And just in the conversation with Joseph, Pharaoh realized that he was in the presence of somebody special.
Amen.
Yep.
Hey.
If we use the king's language,
yeah,
and we walk like the king,
yeah,
and we talk like the king, the world will see they're in the presence of somebody special.
Amen.
Do you hear that, young people? Walk like the king. Talk like the king. It's not okay to use the filthy language that this world uses.
Amen.
You preach it, no, well, a lot of gray heads use that filthy stuff too.
Yeah.
Are you one of the king's children?
Amen.
Or are you not?
Bless
now pray on for a minute.
Bless him,
Lord. Famine came. Now I'm rushing through this. I know I'm not touching near it. Famine came. They followed the plan Joseph had laid out that God had given him. And Egypt did well in the midst of a hard, hard time.
Yeah.
They even fed Joseph's own family in a nation nearby. Fed the nations around them. In a time of famine, they had enough to spare.
Mm-hmm.
We're hitting hard times. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I look for in the next year for this country to go crazy. We've got a place when the world is raging,
yes,
where we can have peace in our hearts.
Amen.
So when everything was said and done, and Joseph introduced Jacob and his brethren to Pharaoh, Pharaoh was so grateful. Now Egypt was a large country, many miles. But when Pharaoh found out that Jacob and Joseph's brethren were down there with him, he said, there's a place in Egypt. Guess what it was? It was the best.
Amen.
For God's family, only the best will do.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The best.
Did you hear what I just told you? I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep in the Lord. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the trump of the archangel. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those of us which are alive shall be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, and rise to meet them in the air, and so shall we ever,
amen,
be with the Lord. John 14 and 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. I've never lived in a mansion, but one day I'm going to go where there's a bunch of them. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go away. Who was I? It was Jesus, our Savior. I go away. It was Jesus that would have bled and died for me and you on Calvary. I go away. Who was that? That was the one that provided salvation's plan, which, by the way, is better than anything State Farm or Farm Bureau's God. It's the best plan you'll ever find. Insurance may or may not pay off when you make your claim, but whenever you go to die, I've got a foolproof, the best plan you'll ever have. I already bought, paid for you by the blood of Jesus on Calvary, and it'll take us through from earth to glory.
Amen. Amen. Bless him, Lord.
It's the best plan. I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away,
yeah,
I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Yeah. I hadn't even got to where I meant to get.
Bless it, Lord.
What made I so special? Well, let's take a look. For years and years, men tried to make a plan to get back to God. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and men couldn't even keep them. Couldn't do it. And so, now listen, God knew we couldn't. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. When he said, let us make man, the plan was already made.
Amen.
Who was he talking to? The best. Mm-hmm. They searched the heavens, the earth, and beneath the earth. And none, this is Revelation chapter 5, and none was found worthy to open the book or loosen the seals thereof.
Amen.
And John looked and cursed to the Lamb.
Yeah.
And had been in the midst of the throne. Amen. And had been slain. Who was that? That was the best that ever had. When it came time to pay the price for our sin, God didn't mess around. He didn't send a good man. For a good man, some would dare to die. But while we were sinners, Christ died. Thank you, Lord, for the ungodly.
Amen.
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 You see, even when it came to salvation, God sent
the best.
The best.
Amen.
That's who I is. I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Yeah.
Amen.
Can you give me three more minutes?
Bless him, Lord.
So, my son, I've been requesting prayer for him. He lives in Alaska. It's 30 and 40 below zero up there every day. He had a pipe burst in his boiler. No heat. Water 2 or 3 inches deep in his basement. He's called me about every day. He's frustrated. He's upset. And I would be too. A wife and a baby on the way, living in that kind of place. And I tried to explain to him. I said, when you own a home, there's always things going to go wrong. There's always something to fix. Always something to do. And he knows that, but the situation he was in, it was hard. Hard to understand, hard to see.
Yep.
But my house is no different where I live. But my home is totally different.
Amen.
We saved, Bobby. We borrowed money. And we put hardwood floors down several years ago because we thought that would look good, and they do. And even though there's places in that hardwood now that's beginning to fade, and they've been there several years. There's cracks where the foundation shifted and things like that. A few years ago, we had some water in the basement. Company came in, they got to looking, and the basement walls was bowed. We had to put things in to keep them from bowing and caving in. Always something. But that's just my house.
Yeah.
It's not my home.
That's right. Amen.
My home has streets of gold.
Yeah.
This not sounding good to you? The gates are a pearl.
Yeah.
The walls, I've just got old drywall over at 3020 Oliver Street, but my home has walls of jasper.
Yes, sir. Bless him, Lord.
A home where there is no sin. A home where there is no devil.
That's right.
A home where there is no night.
Amen.
A a home where there is nothing to fix. Everything is perfect. Does that not sound like the best? That's what the Father has for His family.
Amen.
For His children.
Yes.
Fear not, little flock. Look around you. We're in a mess. I've never seen so much hatred, anger. I've heard the term teetotaler, and that's how people are today. If you don't believe what I believe, oh, really? I believe I could tell an atheist, I love you. And I better be able to. If I can't, I'm not where I need to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the truth.
I believe I can tell the agnostic. You might not believe there is a God, but I do, because He's already done too much for me.
Amen.
We got police people that believe anything and everything except that there's a God that loves them. Except that there's a God that has mercy. Nobody wants to talk about mercy, do we? Well, God shows us new mercy every day.
Amen.
We'd already be burning if He didn't.
Amen. Right.
That's where we are. Yes, there's a hell. And yes, men and women, boys and girls go there. And if you never ask Jesus to save you, you're going.
Amen.
But I want you to know, God don't want you to go. He's not going to send you. As a matter of fact, He made a way where you didn't have to.
Amen.
And He didn't have to do it. He did it in such a way where even a fool like me can't mess it up.
Amen.
I can't lose it. I can't make a mess out of it. I've done little projects over at 3020 Oliver Street and stepped back and looked. Thought, well, that looks all right at the time. Then a few days later, go back and look. Think, how did I miss that? But when God made a plan to rescue His creation, He didn't have to do it.
Right.
He gave us the best.
Amen.
And it does not matter if I'm the pastor or if I'm the drunk. He's got the best for both of us.
Amen. Amen.
He just wants the best. Now, I've heard people say that face tragedy, well, why would God? God didn't. Satan did.
Right.
God wants the best. Amen. You know, sometimes we may not understand God's plan. That's okay. As long as we're willing to follow it, that's all that matters.
Yeah. True.
You ever had God say no? We don't like to hear that, do we? People don't like to acknowledge that God can tell us no. I've got three boys. Some of y'all have children. What kind of children would we have raised if we never said no? I'll tell you what kind we'd raised. We'd raise kind that would increase the population in prison. Where's that in the Bible, preacher? Those that I love, I'll chasten. And without chastisement, you're bastards and not sons. You see, friend, God wants to give me and you the best.
Amen.
And if I don't have the best, it's because I've rejected it. It's because I've turned it away. Well, life is hard, preacher. Do you believe the King James Version Bible?
Amen.
Do we? Because it says the way of a transgressor is hard.
Right.
When I'm doing something against God's will, do you think He's going to give me the best?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to correct me and make me wish that I had done what He wanted me to do.
Yes.
You know what that's called? It's called repentance. We don't want to hear that either, do we? But it's necessary for each and every one of us. Well, I want the best, preacher. You have not.
Yes.
Because you ask them.
Amen.
You have not because you ask amiss. I believe if you pray for it, you ought to believe you're going to get it.
Amen.
Now, what do you know? Before I walk off on that subject, and I won't be done here in a second, before I walk off on this subject, let me get this. What did the Lord say He would provide? Our needs. Because I want $1 million doesn't mean I need it.
Right.
And God knows what I might do if I had it would not be pleasing unto Him.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what I need to be happy.
Amen. Amen.
If you really want to get down to the crux of the matter, all we need to be happy is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But this flesh says more, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Here's what we need more of. More about Jesus, I would know. More of His grace to others show. More of His kingdom sure increase. More of His coming, Prince of Peace. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of His saving fullness see. More of His love who died for me. That's what we need more of.
Amen.
And if I don't have more of Him, it's my fault. It's not His. I could go on. I could talk about the best book you'll ever read.
Amen.
There's not a single error in it.
Amen.
Though men may argue, though men may debate, it's forever settled in heaven.
Amen.
You know how I know that it's the best? You know how I know that there's not an error or a mistake in it? Because the verse says, lo, I come.
Amen.
In the volume of the book.
Yes.
Thus it is written of me. I didn't see Him hang on Calvary's cross.
But He did.
I wasn't one of the 500 that saw Him after He rose again. These eyes didn't see that. But until I see Him face to face, I can look on Him right here.
Right.
Amen.
That's it.
I can hold Him. I can read what He's got to tell me today. Friend, that's how I know it's right.
Amen.
That's how I know that it's perfect, that there's not a mistake in it, because this is Jesus in the volume of a book.
Amen.
And if you read careful, you talk about the best. Pilate tried to find a fault in Him. He searched, he looked, he tried to find something wrong with Him so he could say away with Him and crucify Him. You know what he finally had to say? I find no fault in Him. As a matter of fact, just to put it in my own words, I've examined Him. He is the best.
Amen.
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 God gave you the best.
Amen.
What are you going to give Him? You know what he expects you to give him? The best you got.
Amen.
I don't have nothing. The thief on the cross. Remember him? What did he have to offer?
Nothing.
One on the right, one on the left. The one on the left said, "If thou be the Christ, save us and thyself." The one on the right said, "He's in the same circumstances we are." And he turned to Jesus and said, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." You know what he had to give? He had an acknowledgement to give that he was the Savior. He was the Son of God. He believed in him. That's what he wants from you.
Amen.
You may feel like you have nothing to give, but if you believe on him, if you call on his name, he'll give you the best thing you've ever had.
Amen.
Eternal salvation.
Amen.